ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਵੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡ ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਕੰਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਨਾਨਕ, ਇਨ ਰਾਗ ਆਸਾ, ਔਨ ਪੇਜ 457. ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਥਰੈਡ. And we will be reciting the fourth stanza, the concluding stanza, which is recited as follows.
Asa mahalla panjava jake mastak paag se seva laya taki puran aas jinhe sad sang paya. ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗ ਹਰ ਕੈ ਰੰਗ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਲਗਾਇਆ. ਪਰਮ ਮੋਹ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਦੂਜਾ ਸਗਲ ਤਿਨਹੀ ਤਿਆਗਿਆ. ਮਨ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਸਹਿਜ ਸੁਭਾਉ ਬੁੱਠਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਮੰਗਲ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਇਆ. ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੈ ਗੁਰ ਬਚਨ ਜਾਣੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਸਤਕ ਭਾਗ ਸਹਿ ਸੇਵਾ ਲਾਇਆ.
ਸੋ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟਿਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਫ ਈਚ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਰਿਫਰੇਨ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਜ਼, ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੇ ਗੁਰ ਬਚਨ ਜਾਣੇ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਟੈਸਟਮਨੀ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਟੈਸਟਮਨੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਨਾਨਕ. Because the Nanak here has an ankar, suggesting that it is singular first person. So the fifth Nanak is offering his personal testimony as to what happens. The union of the soul bride, the being, with its source, which is a timeless present, na mare na javae, is made possible through the agency of Guru Bachan, the word, the shabad of the guru. And that state of the mind after the union is described as thir. Thir santana sohag mare na javai. It's like a marriage of a bride with a husband which is na mare na javai, which is timeless. The source, the origin, the recapture of the origin is also called har. Ja ke gre har na so sadhi gave. This is the first stanza where the guru is giving us a description of what occurs. And that this source, the har, is imperishable, avinasi. It's formless, avagat. It is evergreen, it's ever new, it's fresh, it's not conditioned. Navatan, and it is pristine, nirmala. That is to say, it is, again, not conditioned by any ego. And it is near, nehadur. It's always present, sadahadur. And it is the master, Thakur, in all directions. Dehadasapur and Sadasada. So that's the state that is achieved through following the instruction of the Guru. And in the second stanza, the thought was that they who achieve this union, Jako Ram Patar, here Har has been substituted with the synonym Ram, the all-pervading, the one who is in all directions, when that becomes your quote-unquote husband, Bhatar, meaning it's the master of the universe, they who achieve this union are in bliss. They are Ananda Ghana. Their character is shaped by wisdom then. And the Guru goes on to give us various characteristics of that character. He calls that character Sukhavanti, an embodiment of peace.
ਸੋਭਾਪੂਰ ਬਣਾ, ਰੇਡੀਅੰਟ, ਮਾਣ ਮਹਤ ਕਲਿਆਣ, ਹਰ ਜਸ ਸੰਗ ਸੁਰਜਨ ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ. ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈਜ਼ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਦਿਸ ਬੀਂਗ, ਦਿਸ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੁਅਲ. ਸਰਬ ਸਿੱਧ ਨਵ ਨਿਧ, ਪਰਫੈਕਸ਼ਨ, ਆਲ ਦ ਸਕਿੱਲਸ ਆਰ ਓਬਟੇਨਡ. And then in the third stanza, there is a call. The Guru invites us to follow in the footsteps of those who have achieved this union as described in the first two stanzas. He says, Aao Sakhi, Sant Paas Seva Lagiye. So the Sakhi, the friend here, is trying to goad the mind, cajole the mind. Aao Sakhi, Sant Paas, let's go to the Sant, the Guru. Seva Lagiye, let's apprentice ourselves to the Guru. And so in this fourth concluding stanza, the summary, the summing up is, Jaake Mastak Paag Se Seva Lagya. Jaake Mastak Paag, it's a matter of great fortune. Indeed, it is the fulfillment of one's destiny, Jaake Mastak Paag. And the finding, Taaki Puran Aas Jin Saad Sang Paya. If you have assimilated the instruction of the Guru, Jaaki Puran Aas, you are fulfilled. Then what happens? Saad Sang Har Kai Rang. Then you are in love with Har. What that means is Gobind Simran Lagaya. Then you're constantly in a state of mindful awareness. Simran Lagaya. And Param Moho Vikar Duja Sagal. All of these negative characteristics, Param, self-doubt, attachment, Vikar, the modifications of the mind, this constant chasing of sensation. Sagal, tineh tyagya. You're able to drop all of this. Man sant, the mind becomes sant. If you recall the first and second stanzas, that is the characteristic of the mind that is in union with the Har, that has found the Har within. Man Sant, Sahaj Subhav, Sahaj naturalness, spontaneity, that becomes your second nature. Sahaj Subhav, Vutha Anand, you're totally absorbed in bliss, you're blissfully immersed. Mangal Gunagaya, and you have now assimilated the virtues of the Har. Your character is now built. And this, Guru Arjan says, is Nanak Vakhane Guru Bachan Jane. This is known through the instruction of the Guru, the word, and this is what Arjan is telling us. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.